Good morning. It is good to see you this morning. We are glad that you are here. This is a special day in the life of our church on Baby Dedication Sunday. And if you're guests, we're honored to have you. And even though in some ways it may feel like as a guest that you've wandered in on a family experience, it's a good day for you to visit because you see part of what's at the heart of this church and what's important to us as the family of God here at Chenal. And so we are glad that you're here. I want to remind our church members that there are Bibles in the back for the babies that are being dedicated this morning. And we want as many of you as possible to sign those Bibles. These are Bibles for these little ones. And we want them to see all the names, all the families that are there with them, support them as they grow older. And so I want to encourage you after the service, if you haven't already signed those Bibles, to make your way to the back and before you leave, sign your name in those Bibles. I'm going to read from Luke 18, 15 this morning. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, to bless them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Now, from an outsider perspective, the actions of the disciples seem a little odd, don't they? This would not be a good PR move in our day and time. If you're giving the Heisman to all the little babies and the kids as they're being brought to Jesus. Jesus doesn't like the little children. It just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? But here's my guess. The disciples were doing what they probably thought Jesus wanted them to do. And what they were doing was certainly displaying a value of the ancient world. Now, some of you grew up in a time where the phrase, "Children should be seen and not heard," was thrown around every once in a while. Some of you remember that phrase. Well, you take the world of the first century and you take the idea behind that phrase and you could turn that up by about 10. Because children were thought of in this basic way. They didn't really contribute to the family economy. And they didn't increase the family honor, and they weren't really considered whole human beings. And tragically, in the Greco-Roman world, if you did not want a baby or an infant, you just abandoned them. You exposed them to the elements. And we could go on and on about some of the ways that children were treated. I'm not trying to depress you here on Baby Dedication Sunday, but I bring that up to say that Jesus's open arm invitation to bring the babies and the infants and the little children to him was a way of turning expectations on their head. And it's the kind of thing we've come to expect from Jesus. It's the kind of message about the kingdom that we've come to expect, but would have been shocking to them. That this group that was pushed out was brought in. That these children who were pushed down were lifted up. That Jesus' habit over and over and over is to take the excluded and include. To take the powerless and not only care for them, but identify with them. Whenever you care for one of the powerless, one of the vulnerable, one of the least of these, it's not just them, it's me. And so we remember on mornings like this that if we want to be like Jesus, that's the kind of church we're called to be. We're not just reaching out to the folks that everyone else is reaching out to. We're not just including the folks that everyone else is including. We include the overlooked. We lift up the pushed down and the left out. We honor and we care for and we guide and we love and we nurture these little ones because we love them and because we know they are close to the heart of Jesus. It was a few months ago now that our founding minister, Danny Burleson, passed away. And most of you know he worked here 13 to 14 years, and then he was a beloved member of this church for another decade plus afterward. And so we had a service in here in which we celebrated Danny's life and his service and his love and his uniqueness. And I got up here and I boo-hooed and bawled as every one of you knew I would. And Jill Childers shared, and she did a wonderful job. And two of his best friends, lifelong friends, got up and shared, Dr. Westbrook and Gary Adams. And some of you will never forget the image that when Gary Adams came up to talk, he walked up with a golf club in his hand. And all of us the whole time were watching him and then watching that golf club. What is he going to do with that golf club? What is he going to do with that golf club? And at the end of his talk, he dropped a plastic golf ball. And he hit it over this section, bounced off the back wall, ricocheted back into one of the back two or three pews. And if you knew Danny, you knew, as unusual as that was a fitting kind of moment to end a time celebrating the life of Danny Burleson. And my guess is it is something that none of us had ever seen before in a worship service. My guess is it's also something none of us will ever see again in this worship service. But I loved it. But here's something you have seen before, and here's something you will see again over and over and over. And this is a Danny Burleson inspired act. And that is every time a new baby makes their first introduction to this church, the first time they come on a Sunday, the parents and that baby and that family are brought to the front, and someone holds that baby up Lion King style, and they are introduced to the church as our brand newest member. And I love the image that that conveys. And I love the image of our baby dedication Sunday, because what we've said from the very beginning of this church, and Danny did such a wonderful job of creating this expectation, is that these children aren't just valuable to the church someday. We've got the cliche that children are the future of the church, but that image and this morning remind us that children are the present of the church. They are valuable to the church today. They're not just church members in waiting. They're not just family members in waiting. They are a vital part of this church today, from day one. And we are making a commitment to love them and honor them and teach them and support them. And our prayer is that one day the faith that surrounds them in this place and among us as a people would be faith that wells up inside of them, so that they decide that the commitments that we've made would be commitments that they would make. That they would one day decide, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. I want to give my life in baptism. I want to walk in the way of Christ every day. That is our prayer. And that's why we do what we do today, because it is a reminder of what we're about as a church. And it is a way to bring the kids and bless them. And it is a way to remind the parents of the commitment that you have to raise these kids up. But it's also a reminder to the rest of us that it's not just their job alone, that we are all in this together. And as a church family, these children are ours. After all, Jesus says, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And so we have one of my favorite services every year that we're about to enter into, and that is one at a time, parents, when you see your image on the screen behind, you get to come up and read the prayer and read the scripture over your child.